February 24th. Luke chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was happening, and he was puzzled. Some told him that John had been raised from the dead. Some said that Elijah had appeared. Others reported that one of the prophets of old had been raised. Herod said, "I beheaded John. Who is this of whom I hear such things?" And he was seeking to see Jesus. Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. When Herod the king heard, for Jesus' name had become known, he was saying, "John the Immerser has been raised from the dead, and therefore the miraculous powers are at work in him." Others were saying, "He is Elijah, or one of the prophets." But when Herod heard, he kept saying, "John, whom I beheaded, has been raised." Herod sent and had John seized and jailed because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, for he had married her. John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias had a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she had not been able. For Herod was afraid of John, knowing that he was an upright and a holy man. He continued to protect him. But when he would not listen to him, he would be deeply disturbed, yet he continued to listen to him gladly. On a convenient day, Herod hosted his birthday dinner for important officials, military officers, and the principal men of Galilee as guests. Herodias's daughter entered and danced. Pleasing Herod and his guests, the king said to the girl, "Ask me whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." He swore loudly, "Whatever you ask, I will give it to you, to the half of my kingdom." She went and asked her mother, "What shall I ask?" She said, "The head of John the Immerser." She immediately rushed to the king and said, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Immerser on a platter." The king was very sad, but because of his oath and the guests, he did not wish to refuse her. The king immediately sent an officer and ordered him to bring his head. The officer went and beheaded John in the prison. He brought the head on a platter and gave it to the girl, who gave it to her mother. John's disciples heard what had been done, and they went and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard the report about Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Immerser. He has been raised from the dead, and therefore the miracles are at work in him." Herod had seized, bound, and imprisoned John because of Herodias, the wife of Philip, his brother. John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Herod was wanting to kill John, but he was afraid of the crowd because they regarded him as a prophet. At Herod's birthday feast, the daughter of Herodias danced in the midst. She pleased Herod, and he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. She was prompted by her mother and replied, "Give me the head of John the Immerser on a platter." The king was distressed because of the oaths and the dinner guests, but he ordered that it be given. He sent and beheaded John in prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, who carried it to her mother. His disciples came, took the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus.